Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show. If you'd like to join us, our studio lines are open 316-869-1330. With us in studio still is Representative Blake Carpenter. Blake, I appreciate you giving us this time tonight. So now you've campaigned. I know I've done a lot of campaigns. You've done a fair amount of campaigns yourselves. Give my listeners kind of an idea what a campaign is like. I mean, what, you know, you just kind of send out a few mailers and you win. I mean, how hard is it?
Stress.
Let's just say that people have died of heart attacks because of it.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know somebody.
Yes, we do. So it's not a laughing matter, unfortunately, but there's a whole backstory behind it. So anyway, it's a lot of stress. You got to go out. You got to work. I would say Kansas is a little bit different when it comes to campaigning than maybe some of the East or West Coast states when you're campaigning for the legislature. For instance, if you're going to campaign for a Florida Senate seat there in their state house, it's going to cost you about $3 million. Well, that right there is about a United States Senate seat here in Kansas.
Yeah.
And
At least.
And other places that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to run for these seats. My first election cost me about $6,000. And a lot of shoe leather.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
I think I spent 12 on mine. But I had a primary.
You did have a primary. And so it's just, you got to be willing to go out and knock on people's doors and have conversations with them. And quite frankly, it's those conversations that I have with people that I remember when I'm up there. I truly think it makes me a better representative. And there are some representatives who don't door knock. They just send out a few mailers and call it good and they win. But they've probably been there forever too. I think if you have a good representative, that person will come around, they'll talk to you on your doorstep. Now, ultimately, if they don't stop by your house, it might be because we have statistics that show us how often you vote. Yeah, it's Big Brother looking at how often you vote. We can see how often you vote, but we can't see who you voted for. There's a whole bunch of algorithms and everything else. I mean, campaigning is people make tons of money off of it, but those are usually the big boys, and that doesn't normally make it down to our level. But like I said, you just pretty much have to be willing to go and knock on people's doors and have those more or less tough conversations at times.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think the last time we counted, I think we'd hit 10,000 doors.
Wow.
Combined in all of the different house races that I've my own house races. And that doesn't account working for Kobach and working for Jerry Moran because I've worked for on these other campaigns. Just my own house races, I think we hit 10,000 doors this last cycle.
Yeah.
You have to do that. That is the way. If you want to win, you've got to go out and door knock.
I think when people get a stack of mail, 3 inches thick on why someone's horrible, why someone kicks puppies or whatever
right.
It is, you know what I'm saying. It's people that they may look at the first few. But then I think most of your listeners probably throw them all away, probably don't look at them at all.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
And so the best way to communicate with the voters is to actually be on their doorstep talking to them. For instance, every time that I've run for office, I've always filed by petition. There's two ways to get on the ballot in Kansas. You can file by petition or you can pay your way on. If you file by petition, so I'm a Republican, so I go out and I have to get signatures from other Republicans in order to get onto the ballot. Well, I need 2% of the registered Republicans in my district in order to have that petition be successful. In the past, I've gotten around 4% of the registered Republicans just for funsies, but also because I'm meeting voters while I'm out doing this. And so it's just a great way to also talk to people when we're not in election season.
Yeah, there is a lot to be said about that. a lot of people say that that door knocking isn't necessary. I am of the other mindset. I think it's absolutely essential. I think it's more valuable than phone banking or mail. And I, you know, the one thing when people are asking what they can do to help a campaign, that's where I tell them, well, volunteer to go door knocking with somebody, walk in a parade, make phone calls. But if you've got time, go door knock with a candidate, because that's really the most valuable time that a candidate can spend is out in a district, meeting folks, pressing flesh, knocking on doors.
Yep, for sure. And I mean, that's typically the hardest thing it is for people to do is take a few hours to go out and door knock. The great thing about it is if you have a really good candidate, they will be out there door knocking with you. I would highly recommend that if they're out there door knocking with you, then absolutely, you know, join them. But if they just say, yeah, go out there and do it for me, I'd really start to question that candidate myself. But when you're out there door knocking, then you can go, yeah, candidate Bob's just down the street. You want to talk to him. If they say that they want to talk to the candidate themselves, or where are they at on this position and you're not quite sure, well, just punt it to the candidate. The candidate will come up and start talking.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. You know, one of the things that I don't think people, we talked a little bit about the sacrifices being in the legislature. Tell me a little bit about how the families are impacted by this. You know, my wife will do the parades with me, and she door knocks with me, and you know, my kids have done, my grandkids have gone with me. You're shaking your head. I take it your wife doesn't do the...
My wife doesn't do any of that. Maybe parades. She'll do parades. She'll throw candy at kids. But
no, to the kids.
Oh,
not
yeah,
at
yeah
the
to
kids.
The kids. There we go.
Semantics.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, but being in the legislature is a real... I mean, I you know, my mother passed my first year in the legislature. There's a notorious photo of me crying at the well, and it was 2 days after my mother had died. Gee, no wonder. But you know, it's people don't realize the sacrifice. Let's see, we lost two pets while I was in the legislature. There's a lot of stuff that you miss family wise, and then it's a burden on the family as well. They're away from you.
Well, and that's one thing that, you know, I've said this to people. Even before I was in leadership, but now when I'm in leadership, we got a bunch of freshmen that come in. One of my key pieces of advice that I give to them is, you know, if someone in your family ends up in the hospital or somebody is dying, miss the final action vote.
Yeah, miss the vote.
And go, because your family needs you and your family truly comes first.
Yeah.
You have to take care of your family, because without them, you know, what do you come home to after the legislative session? Nothing. And so that's why it's important for people to... make sure to keep their family involved in the process as much as possible. You know, talk to your wife before you run, that kind of stuff. Make sure they're still on board. It's just one of those things that it's a difficult balance, but I think that people do achieve it. And as a matter of fact, some of the, you know, more retired individuals have their wives living with them in Topeka, and so that when they're done with the legislature for the day, they just go home and hang out with their wife.
Yeah, and I know a couple of them have actually, their wife is their office assistant in the Capitol, so that's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that comes back to being in a position financially that you can afford to do that. So many of us can. And I mean, House reps and senators, they're paid the same. They don't get paid
senators
$9 an hour.
Yeah,
it's not like senators get paid a whole lot more.
They get the short end of the stick. They have three times the amount of constituents and
same
make the same.
Yeah, it's people don't realize it truly is a sacrifice. And I appreciate having been there and gone through it. You know, I appreciate what you guys go through. And you know, I've had the death threats. I've had, you know, them calling at the home, calling the business, calling my cell phone, you know, over stuff that you wouldn't think was worth a death threat. But it truly is. I don't think people realize how much of a sacrifice it is to serve up there.
What am I not doing right?
You haven't had any death threats?
No, I have not gotten a single death threat yet.
316-869-1330, if anybody wants to call and give Blake a death threat.
I would recommend you not do that. But I don't know, like maybe... I don't know. Maybe you're just better at stirring the pot than I am.
I carried some controversial.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
I did. The one. Well, you know the one.
Yeah, there was
one in particular that.
I guess
1,500 constituents had asked me to do it. So.
Well, with the Second Amendment, I guess people just don't Don't get as riled up at me about that
one. That or they know you're carrying.
Well, I might be able to defend myself.
So when you get back, when you go back, you've got, 10 days, something like that, when you go back. What are you expecting? Do you think you'll hit the 90 mark? You think you'll go past the 90-day mark?
Well,
how many veto overrides? Do you think she vetoes the life bill? What do you think you've got coming up?
Yeah, I think that she'll probably end up vetoing the pro-life bill that we just passed out on Friday. I think she does that because all the Democrats pretty much voted against it. I think we do have enough votes to override, so that's why we wanted to make sure that we passed that before we went into our break, so it forced her to veto it, and by the time we come back, we can make the override attempt, because if we had waited till after break, she could veto it, and then we wouldn't have a chance to override. And so that's, I think, why we ended up doing it in the process that we did. So I think we'll be standing pretty good on that one. We're going to have, since the Senate failed to override Senate Bill 22 and prevent a tax increase, I'm still irritated about that. since they didn't do that, we are going to have to come up with another solution to another package or something to send the governor before we leave. So hopefully we can do that. And then outside of that, all we have to do is pass the budget bill, budget omnibus bill, and once we've done that, we are free to leave. And so I think we could potentially see the legislative session wrapped up in about a 10-day period. We should probably be out by mid-May, is what we're hoping. And that I think May 17th is day 90.
Wow. Hey, look at that. Forecast from Blake Carpenter. You heard it here tonight, folks. They're not going late.
Please don't hold me to that.
When we get back, we'll kind of wrap this up. We've got a few little things we'll share with you. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.